Hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. Today, something I found super interesting, and hope you do too. Taking a look at this Blind app, and one of my good friends, Vatsal, the person that I work with, shared this application with me, which is sort of builds itself anonymous workplace community, anonymous messaging app. I would say the antithesis, the opposite of LinkedIn. It's also been branded, which is basically there are verified anonymous employees who then use their email to sign up for this application. And then they're basically sharing gossip, sharing compensation, sharing culture, all these sort of issues that are popping up in these, you know, what we consider these tech companies, these Silicon Valleys. People would look at these people as Silicon Valley elites. Very interesting, very, you know, fascinating group of people for many of us who do not live in this area. I see Tej just barking in the back there. He's doing something exciting, probably. And so we see, you know, all the popular companies listed along here. And then we've got, you know, sort of the central area. This is actually the first time I'm viewing it on the desktop. So I've viewed it on my phone. And first of all, some very interesting conversations that are happening here sometimes about, you know, salaries. A lot of these questions, you know, what a lead level position at TikTok would make salary. So some of these are maybe annoying possible questions, which is actually from May 2020. So I wonder why that surfaced. And then people are, you know, talking about the different levels they're at, the compensation, what they're getting as a sign-on bonus. And, you know, what's really, you know, fascinating is, you know, there's a lot of people talking who are on the inside or reviews and sort of commentary that I've read is that while there is some valuable insights in it as it's gotten more popular and it is growing, it's over 5 million users on the platform, grew 75 to 100% last year in users, that there is a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of trolling on here. And I think, you know, what sparked my interest in creating this video today was, and I was trying to find this video, it's a video, I don't know if it's TikTok, if it's Instagram, and it was this guy sort of, you know, basically getting insights on salaries and, you know, sort of this meme sort of joke video where he's like, oh, $850,000 a year, don't take it, kind of basically that kind of thing. Because from someone who's looking at this, someone who's Canadian, and then someone who is maybe not a software engineer, especially not working machine learning data scientist, a lot of people would look at these and say, holy crap, these are incredible salaries that these companies are getting. And you'll see something like, oh, only $350,000. That's a low ball offer. I don't think you should take it. And so sort of a lot of memes and stuff have emerged out of this. And just generally, it's a pretty wild place. And now I say this with some understanding of it, because you've got this person here who's asking 140K salary, you know, plus some extra money, and then some, basically asking like, is this enough in the Bay Area? And when you're in an area where people are so wealthy, so affluent, that's not, you know, that's not going to be an easy living. So while we think that 300K or 200K or whatever it is seems like a lot, you know, maybe from an out perspective view, looking in at Silicon Valley and some of these places, a lot of times it's not that much money considering the price, the cost of living there. And that's why there has been this move towards remote work, and then people, companies sort of adjusting pay as they move to this remote work. And so there have been some really interesting sort of battles that have been documented on here, including that battle of remote work. So Apple, Goldman Sachs, et cetera, sort of talking about, you know, if I have to go in more than 2 days a week or whatever, I'm leaving, kind of thing. So lots of sort of, you know, I guess resilience there, or not even resilience is the right word, just like resolve to not give in to that. And then, you know, sort of talking and sharing about this in the company, a lot of people then discussing that, other companies talking about how they're dealing with that. The other thing that I found super interesting was that Tesla blocks access to anonymous workplace chat. Anonymous workplace, that's a lot of things in one term. Anonymous workplace chat app, Blind, that's a lot. But Tesla basically banned that. Apparently Uber had banned that, and there had been some leaks at Tesla. People think, I'm not sure if it was exactly through Blind, but basically they, because they were using email verification through Blind with the Tesla emails, it realized that Tesla was not being able to, they had turned off delivery of any emails from Blind. And so all of a sudden people couldn't sign up, couldn't use the application in the same way. And so that they're blocking this this and actually blocking this internationally. And especially people say Tesla sucks at work-life balance, compensation, all this other stuff, culture. And so they're, you know, silencing voices to do this. And because Blind is such a synonymous place of posting, almost in a way, a Reddit-like form, but with a little bit more verification on the back end that's not revealed to you, that can create problems. And then Uber had stopped Blind from launching on its own company network after Susan Fowler had detailed the sexual misconduct within the company and has obviously created a lot of problems. So a lot of you know, fascinating pieces to this Blind app. This is not, you know, seeming to go away. It's getting more popular. Last year with $37 million USD fundraising round. I've got a Crunchbase profile that shows them at $61 million. And, you know, from my understanding, I'm seeing two things as someone who's now followed along for maybe 6 months as an example. I found more content, but also getting a little bit less quality from when I first sort of signed up and started checking this out. And that's been sad. It reminds me of Reddit as it got more popular, and I've struggled with that same relationship with Reddit, which at one point I was absolutely obsessed with. And then a couple other things that you've seen yesterday, just had 300 people laid off. So what's also happening is, that they're breaking stories on layoffs as well too. So obviously this is happening a lot right now. Another piece around Snap is planning to lay off employees. That was posted yesterday. And, you know, other people who can see or verified who are working at Snap are then commenting that and saying it's just a matter of time. So a lot of that has come through this service. And I think obviously that's a valuable thing. Stories are being broken on this platform. And there is possibility if you're curating or visiting the right kind of stuff, or you're on your own search and you're doing it the right way, then it can be a valuable tool, just like Reddit, just like a lot of things on the internet. And the other thing that was interesting to me is that Team Blind, I thought I had a wiki on them here, was actually founded in 2013. So this has been around for a long time. And when I was looking at some videos of it, you know, it had come into my consciousness pretty relatively, recently, but 2019, there were stories on this, lots that are now emerging in 2021, but here's 2018, the story, tens of thousands, Amazon, Uber, Apple, Google, and other US tech companies. So, there are, a continued growth of this, even with a lot of time. The platform seems to be relatively well adopted. Again, lots of sort of trolling, lots of sort of misinformation questions, but overall super interesting, a worthwhile thing just to check out if you're interested, and just wanted to highlight this, as someone who has been, fascinated, with this. You can see different salaries being popped up here. I know someone that I was know was trying to figure out a salary peak or a top of what they could reach at top at a different company, and they sort of thought it was this number, and then it was revealed on this app that it actually can be much higher than that. Again, is that misinformation? Is it not? But it definitely has. I know there's enough comments for them to start to think more differently about it, and then change the negotiations. And so, lots of questions around negotiations here. Lots of referral people looking for referrals, and then you can see lots of things about hiring freezes, different locations, lots of. Lots of different things that are super, super interesting. So I thought this was worthwhile highlighting. If you're on Blind, would love to hear what you're thinking about it, or I recommend checking it out. Go take some time to download it. And maybe if I see more things pop up here, then I will, sort of document them and share any insights along the way, because I think it is super interesting. You can see just one last part there is like the breakdown of, sort of a company that has been, 2000 reviews, 4-star salary X, some actual verified remote. So sort of this glass door like piece, trending news on it. And then you can compare it to, you can see open Apple jobs and then compare it to other popular companies. For example, Amazon, much lower rating, Google, a little bit higher, Meta, actually a good rating, Microsoft, good rating. So, lots of insights if you're on this, I think, from a little bit more, if you are in tech or you're looking at some of these companies to consider and hopefully, if you hadn't heard of this, that this may be interesting to you, super interesting to me. And as always, I will continue creating content. This one just popped out of the consciousness and something that's been a lot of fun. If you like this, you know, send me a message, comment, subscribe, all the things that help with the algorithm. We'll keep growing this channel, keep doing interesting stuff. Hopefully, I love hearing from you. It means a lot every time I get a comment or a message, and super excited to continue creating content around this and hopefully getting better and better so that you like it more, that we can become closer, we can become friends, all that good stuff. And I hope that does truly happen. I hope you have a great rest of the day. This has been Tyler Bryden, checking out Blind Anonymous Workplace Messaging App Community. Had too many words. I'll have to figure out how to put this into a title, but I hope you enjoy. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.